Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. This is Richard Wing, and this is what we call 3 Good Minutes. At least I hope they're going to be good for you. Maybe inspiration, maybe a little bit of perspective on life. Dr. Scott Peck had patients come to him oftentimes saying, "I'm confused." And he would say, "Oh, that's wonderful." And they would say, "No, it's not wonderful. It's awful. I'm totally confused." And he said, "No, it means you are blessed." And then he said, the first words of Jesus out of his mouth on the mountaintop was, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." And then he would say to them that the best intellectual definition is the confused. Confusion, he would say to them, leads to spiritual search. Clarification oftentimes comes not all at once, but on the road to somewhere else. I remember the comedian Gilda Radner really, really liked her a lot. She is the one who spoke of the blessing in the midst of her confusion. She contracted cancer and started going downhill, and everyone knew that she only had a short time on earth. And then, right in the middle of what she was experiencing, she said this, "I wanted a perfect ending. Now I've learned the hard way that some poems don't rhyme and some stories don't have a clear beginning, middle, and end." She said then, in the spirit of Dr. Peck, life is about not knowing, having to change, taking the moment and making the best of it without knowing what is going to happen next. She said, life is delicious ambiguity. Ambiguity is a nice fancy word for we don't know exactly where we're going. It was Dr. Peck who said at one time that the sign of maturity of any human being is the fact that they tolerate a high level of ambiguity, not knowing in this life. May God help us, along with the poet, to live the questions without demanding answers or constructing some that really don't fit. I am wishing you the very best on your journey. This is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes.